Todd, how surprised were you that three road teams won the NFL last weekend?
You know what? In all honesty, home field advantage has been one of those things that hasn't really resonated in wild card weekend. I don't think it was the fact that three road teams won, more so the style they were able to do so in.
But didn't that break the odds, though? Wasn't the teams who lost all were favored?
Oh, well, it did break the odds a little bit, but you did have sharp money that came in on Kansas City, who did cover +2.5. You had sharp money that came in.
I went for them.
Yeah, sharp money that came in on the Chargers, +7 as well. And the other games were pretty interesting. You had some groups battling out there in that New Orleans-Philly game, and it really could have gone either way.
Todd, where does home field matter most, or home court, if it's that?
I think when you're looking at home field advantage, college football right up there, number one. You talk about some of the elite venues that are out there, LSU at night being one that pops to mind right off the bat. Big-time college basketball spots, Louisville, Kentucky, Memorial right there in your backyard when Vandy's got a good basketball team also resonates. But more so on the college ranks than you'd see in the pros.
East Lansing last night. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty intense at halftime to get them all riled up, although they did their best to try and spit the bit and give Ohio State a chance to walk out of the Breslin Center with a win.
I'm looking at some of these lines right now, and I'm just going to bounce them off of you so people out there who may not know. Denver's a 10-point favorite, or 9-point, 9.5, whatever it is right now. You can tell us the update. San Francisco and Carolina opened as a straight pick 'em. Indy and New England. New England is a 7-point favorite or thereabouts. And New Orleans, Seattle, Seattle's a 7-point favorite. So three of these are touchdown or more games. So I'm going to go first to San Francisco, Carolina. San Francisco's actually favored now in a lot of places, right?
This number has bounced all over, Clay. We're seeing pick in San Francisco -1. Don't be surprised, though, if Carolina ends up closing the favorite. This will actually only be the sixth time in the divisional round you could potentially have a home underdog. The five games that have already been played, the home team 4-1. So keep an eye on Carolina, maybe a little undervalued here while San Francisco gets all this buzz on their seven-game win streak.
Yeah, and the other one I want to ask you about is San Diego, Denver. Denver, a 10-point favorite, opened in that game. Denver lost at home to San Diego just a few weeks ago, and I think had a pretty tight game on the road at San Diego. Seems to me the Chargers match up decently with the Broncos, but Vegas is saying no. Why am I wrong?
Phillip Rivers has an outstanding record in Denver in his career, so if you're a Denver fan, you have to be a little bit concerned about drawing the Chargers. At the same time, that Denver team was without Wes Welker, who clearly changes the dynamics of the offense. They were without two of their more talented defensive backs, and I think this Chargers team, you have to wonder if they're running out of a bit of steam. The public, though, seems to agree with you, Clay. I mean, the tickets right now, you're looking at about a 65-35 split in favor of the Chargers. With Ryan Matthews out there, this offense runs a lot differently. But I think if you think San Diego covers, I'd be more intrigued by going under 54 because the Chargers are going to need to shorten this game.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas on Twitter, at Todd Furman. If you have a specific question about a specific game, hit him up there.
All right, Todd. Naturally, I'm not the big gambler. So explain to me how this all happened at the 119 mark, or how many ever seconds were left, when Florida State scored. How much money was lost by people betting, let alone how much money you guys make?
Well, the point spread was never really in question. Auburn ended up closing an 11-point underdog, 11.5 in some spots, bet all the way up from 8.5. So the professionals were on Florida State. But when you look at the live betting odds, those numbers were fluctuating throughout the course of the game. I know I had a chance to walk Clay through some of that progression doing our Foxcast live. And when you look at the way the game went, Auburn was as high as a 3.5 to 4-point favorite at some points. Florida State as high as a 13.5-point favorite. So just by watching the ebbs and flows, Blaine, you were able to find a betting opportunity no matter which team you were looking to back.
Right, and then who leads the odds to win it again? Is Florida State going to win it again, or who's the leader in this?
Florida State, the prohibitive favorite. They're listed at 5-2 right now. Oregon and Alabama also listed at 5-1 right behind them. And then you start to have a bit of a drop-off. You look at the likes of Oklahoma and Ohio State. Big things expected from both of those teams there. But I think those numbers are all pretty short. The one intriguing team for me, actually from the SEC, is Ole Miss at 35-1. A very favorable schedule with Auburn and Alabama at home, a road game at LSU. I think that Ole Miss team, if they can live up to their potential as five-star recruits and Bo Wallace takes the next step, they may be your dark horse in the SEC West.
Are there going to be some prep bets on, undefeated teams, let's say?
Well, you won't see prop bets just yet. I mean, those numbers will come out as all these teams go through their underclassmen declaring. But what is interesting and probably worth noting on some of these future prices, odds makers haven't opened anyone higher than 300-1. Unlike last year where you saw 14 teams open at 500-1 or higher, Auburn 1,000-1. A lot of that is because of the playoff and how that'll change the dynamic. Teams just needing to get into the semifinals to have a chance to win the crystal ball.
All right, a couple prop bets. Who will be the next Titans coach? Who leads that up?
Putting me on the spot there. In all honesty, I really don't have wouldn't even be able to venture a guess as to terms of who takes that job. Was a little surprised that Tennessee said that Mike Munchak would be back and then electing to fire him. I think he makes a real logical fit at Penn State. Hopefully that's the case, so you guys can keep James Franklin there in the college ranks. But, Blaine, who do you make the favorite to take over as head man at the Titans?
James Franklin. what is a surprise to you guys? Yeah, that's who I say. But moving on, I guess, to my other prop bet is what are the odds? I watched UT play against LSU in basketball, and they look very impressive, the best I've seen them all year. What are the odds that they make the tournament?
Yeah, making the tournament, you're still talking a little too far out. I'd probably set their odds if they can continue to play with the intensity that we saw last night. Yeah, you're still a little bit of a long shot in that 6-1, 8-1 range. But as far as the overall futures were, they were priced anywhere from 250-1 or a little bit higher. Clearly, the team looked a lot better the last few games than they did losing at home in Knoxville to NC State a few weeks ago.
Well, big game also is Memphis versus Louisville. How do you see that panning out?
A number for tomorrow for that game, you're looking at Louisville, a pretty heavy favorite at 9.5. Total will probably be in the mid-140s range. It'll be interesting to see if Memphis can bounce back. A pretty lethargic effort against Cincinnati, losing outright by double digits as a 7.5-point favorite. Josh Pastner taking drastic steps, though, by firing his brother-in-law earlier this week.
Yeah, that's a weird strength coach, right?
Yeah. That's tough. Yep. That's Lake Heaven-esque there.
Yes.
Let's hit the Saturday games in the NFL. New Orleans at Seattle.
This number, guys, 8 right now, pretty much the consensus, total at 46.5. Weather expected in the forecast looks like 20-mile-an-hour winds and 100% chance of rain. When these two teams met on Monday night a few weeks ago, Seattle was only a 4.5, 5-point favorite on the open, got bet up a little bit. So you're paying a premium to back the Seahawks here, but it'll be interesting to see if New Orleans can keep up that strong performance we saw on the road last week at Philly.
And Indy at New England, nighttime in Foxborough.
Indy becoming the real trendy underdog here, and you have to like the angle of backing Andrew Luck, but history says Indy's walking into a very dangerous spot. Going back to 2000, teams that have scored 40-plus points in a postseason game, they follow up the next week 2-14-1 against the spread. Just says you can't keep that offense going. And Indy's -4 turnover differential, typically when you have a turnover number like that, you're looking at a record of 31-595 going back to 1978, equating to a 5% winning percentage.
Thank you, Todd. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
@ Todd Furman on Twitter. You can catch him there, and you can catch him with us every Wednesday at 4:30.